For this Friday, September 26th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Week 6 of the high school football regular season is tonight, and the Mount Vernon Wildcats are at home, taking on the Southridge Raiders at 6:30. Mount Vernon looks to win their third straight game, as they have a 4-1 record. Southridge has lost three straight games, and they are 1-4 in the season. Chris Cook and Alan Buck had the radio broadcast on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The North Posey Vikings have a home game this evening, as they play the South Spencer Rebels at 7 o'clock. North Posey is going for a third straight victory, as they are 4-1 of the year. South Spencer earned their first win last week versus Forest Park and are 1-4 overall. Jordan Fisher and Chris Morgan bring you the action on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Other Week 6 games across the Tri-State in the SIAC. Modern Day is home versus North. Wrights plays at Castle. Harrison welcomes Vincennes. Central travels to Jasper. And Memorial takes on Bossy. Outside of the SIAC, Heritage Hills heads to Gibson Southern. Boonville plays host to Washington. Tecumseh journeys to Tell City. Princeton is at North Knox. And Pike Central host Forest Park. This weekend is the Poseyville Autumn Fest, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Poseyville. It begins this evening at 5 o'clock when the food vendors open. The beer garden opens at 6 o'clock tonight as well and shuts down at 11:30. Then on Saturday, the day begins with the pancake breakfast at the community center at 6 a.m. From 7 until 7:45 a.m. is the check-in window for the Poseyville Pumpkin 5K Run and Walk. The Kids Dash is at 8:15 a.m. and the 5K Run and Walk starts at 8:30 a.m. in front of North Elementary School. The food booths, flea market, and craft booths open at 9 a.m. Fireworks are set for 8:45 Saturday evening, and the night ends at 11:30 when the beer garden shuts down. On Sunday, all the food booths, flea market, and craft booths open at 10 a.m. The parade on Main Street is at 3 o'clock on Sunday, and the Poseyville Autumn Fest ends at 6 o'clock Sunday night. United Way of Posey County has announced that on November 1st, they are having a pajamas all-day 5K run and one-mile walk, as well as a kids' dash. It will start at the Cox Group at 8 a.m., and the kids' dash will follow the 5K run and one-mile walk. The run and walk is $25 per person, and the 50-yard and 100-yard kids' dash is $5 per kid. You can sign up online at runsignup.com. If you sign up before October 17th, you will receive a free T-shirt. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon boys soccer lost 2-0 at Boonville. The Wildcats are 2-12 overall. North Posey boys soccer got beat at Heritage Hills 6-0 as the Vikings dropped to 500 on the season at 5-5. North Posey girls soccer fell at Heritage Hills 7-0. The Vikings slid to 2-12 on the year. And North Posey boys tennis lost at home versus Heritage Hills 4-1. The Vikings are 12-3 on the season and 8-3 in the PAC. In local college sports, USI women's soccer defeated Moorhead State at home 1-0. The Screaming Eagles improved to 4-5-2 on the year and 1-0-1 in conference play. Evansville women's soccer lost a conference road match at Southern Illinois 2-1. The Purple Aces are 5-3-1 in the season and 1-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Finishing up with Major League Baseball from Thursday, the Cincinnati Reds avoided a three-game sweep at home versus the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-1. With the win, the Reds are 81-78. They are one game behind the New York Mets for the final playoff spot in the National League. There are just three games remaining in the regular season, and Cincinnati begins their final series tonight at the Milwaukee Brewers at 7:10. The Chicago Cubs lost the finale of their three-game set at home with the New York Mets 8-5. The Cubs are 89-70. They know that they will be playing the San Diego Padres in the best-of-three wildcard series next week, but the location is still to be determined. The Cubs have a two-game lead on the Padres for home field advantage. Chicago is home this weekend for their final three games versus the St. Louis Cardinals. The series starts today at 1:20. The St. Louis Cardinals were off on Thursday after taking 2-3 in San Francisco over the Giants. However, the Cardinals were officially eliminated from playoff contention when they lost on Wednesday night. It's the third straight season the Cardinals have missed the playoffs. St. Louis is 78-81. That's news and sports for this Friday, September 26th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.